The following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined by a special guest, Mr. Donald Nesbitt, who is the Executive Vice President for Local 372 and the Political Action Chair for DC 37. Good to have you here with us again.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So we know that elections are coming up in 2021, the mayoral elections. And we want to discuss with you Labour's view. What are you looking for in a candidate? What issues you think are of concerns to your members? And much more. So,
okay. I'm open to the conversation.
So, okay. What are some of the pressing issues, concerns for your membership?
So, on the Local 372 side, we want to always ensure that we're... That the proper funding is going to schools. You not only keep the workers in their jobs secure, but at the same time you ensure that the safety for the children is there, mm-hmm. Which is key and component. Our motto at Local 372 is our jobs is kids. And so we want to make sure that the kids are safe, and we want to make sure that our members who come from the communities where they work, have a job at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are quite a few contenders out there. Names have been floating in and out of the race. I'm not asking you who y'all are endorsing, but what are you looking for in a candidate when you make that, when you're going to make that decision to endorse?
Well, for one, we look at candidates and we say, well, are you well-versed on our issues? Do you know what affects us? Have you been on the ground supporting us in our efforts to make sure that people have jobs, that their health care is intact? What have you been doing as a candidate prior to running for office? Because it's easy, everyone running for office is going to say all of mm-hmm. the great things that they're going to do.
Right.
But what have you done? What is your track record? What is your report card? We look at those kind of things when we look at candidates, and they have to be well-versed. Like, don't come into a meeting with us and say you support something that that's going to hurt our members, because that's not a good look.
Yeah, I've been at one of your meetings, and I see that your members are very informed, they're very active, they're engaged, and the wool is not going to be pulled over their eyes very easily.
Yes, in fact, sometimes recommendations from our various committees, the members actually voice their opinion afterwards on how they feel of a recommendation or endorsement of a candidate, which is excellent. Because that's a part of the democratic process.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage that, that their input is there, but they are well-informed. A lot of them are on their community boards. They are involved in politics in the community, which is a plus.
Okay, great. So Local 372, just talk about your union a little bit. Just tell us a little bit about Local 372.
So, Local 372, we like to say we're the pipeline within schools, right? So, we start off with a school crossing guard that crosses the kids safely mm-hmm. to the school building. They're met within the school building by, a lot of times, the parent coordinator, the family worker, or school aide. And they're met by them, they're greeted, they're welcome. They go into a lunchroom where they're nourished. At breakfast time, at lunchtime, they then see a school aide again. If they're having problems with attendance issues, our family workers go out to the home. Our SAPIS counselors, if there's any drug problems, they intervene with the family and ensure that the kids are, for one, they do prevention to make sure that the kids don't go down that path of getting on drugs, getting involved with drugs, or even things like bullying. They intervene early. And they prevent those kind of things. And then when the kids leave school, they're let out by a school aide most times, who then they return back to the school crossing guard, who makes sure that they cross home safely. We're the foundation of the school, and without a foundation, the teachers and administration can't do their jobs. And so we provide that foundation so that the house doesn't crumble.
Okay. So given all that your members do for the kids, ensuring their safety, and with the elections coming up, are there any concerns for the members themselves, the workers of your union, that you would like the person who is seeking to be the next mayor to address? Like, what are some of the three top pressing issues?
Well, for us, with our SAPIS counselors, for one, SAPIS traditionally wasn't funded by the city.
Mm-hmm.
It was funded by the federal government and the state government, in which the federal government, a few years ago, they backed out and said drug prevention is not something that we're going to pay for. And so we have to say at Local 372, the city council and the administration have been great in whatever the state has sent to ensure that our people are there to protect the kids and prevent them from going down a path of bullying or drugs. The city has matched in the last 5 years. So we want to ensure that they continue to do that. We also want to ensure that that our people, while doing a job, like we have parent coordinators in schools, unlike any other title that we represent, seniority is always in question for them. They don't have seniority, or they don't have a recourse. So if a school closes, they're just left looking for a job. For us, we want the next mayoral candidate to actually put in seniority for them, because and recall, because no one should be going to work on pins and needles,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm saying, if my school closed, now I'm without a job. It was a pilot program under the Bloomberg administration. We want the next mayor to make this a permanent thing, right, where they get seniority and they get recall and they're secure within their job titles.
Okay. And have any candidates approached your union as yet? Are you able to talk about that, or you want to keep that on the back burner for now?
Well, all have approached. At least the ones who have declared that they will be running for mm-hmm. mayor. And we've just said to them, and we've been steadfast and clear on this, it's not about being transactional. Right now, I'm running for something, so I'll give you this if you give me your endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, again, your report card, your track record, what have you done, and what will you do to ensure that our members that they still are able to provide the same services that they have been providing. Is about your track record is definitely important as a mayoral candidate.
I like the term that you use, report card. that's very good, because you'll work with the schools and you say you need to look at the report card.
Yes.
Because the report card shows what you do throughout the year, not just
yes.
your final exam. You have all those other exams and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's very good.
In this wave of, in this political climate, it's a lot of, this is a popular issue, so yes, we all support this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about going back to your report card, right, and saying, well, on this issue that faced us, did you get an A? Did you get an F? Right? We're looking very intensely into the candidates and what they have been doing versus them saying what they will do.
All right. So thank you so much, Mr. Nesbitt. And when you do endorse a candidate, we hope to have you back talking about that with the candidate.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.